There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke. Get me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
My country to the green, sweet land of liberty, of the ice cream, of the ice cream. America.
All right, Independence Day Spectacular officially starts right now with my good friend, constitutional scholar Michael Badnarik. He's back every year since 24. I could say it that way. 2004, when he was the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, and like a deer in the headlights, joined me on radio for his first interview. We've been good buddies ever since. Michael, welcome, my friend.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
And also, to balance out the raw masculinity of Michael Badnarik, maybe a little of my own, it's naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, a special addition to our Independence Day Spectacular. Roseanne, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here with two of my heroes.
Well, oh, this is amazing. Look at that. She called us heroes.
You are. You both defend freedom just by being who you are.
Michael, I just, the chest swelling up with pride now.
Well, I'm glad that you brought a touch of class into the program this year.
Aww, you're both sweet.
That's it. Well, Michael, again, going back to the start, just so we get a little, obviously we're going to go into the history of the Declaration of Independence. I love doing that with you. You've taught classes on that and the Constitution for so many years, and you really have rekindled that. Jonathan Emer calls it the sacred fire of liberty. You call it, you know, in so many ways with your book, Good to Be King, Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms, and Secrets to Sovereignty. You've lit those fires. You continue to rekindle them as well.
I try. Liberty lives in your heart. It's a passion. It doesn't live in a document. There's no liberty in the Declaration or in the Constitution. It's the ideas that those documents express that have that burning passion for so many of us.
Well, and that that's the part of the, you know, when people call the Constitution a living document, which really annoys me, and I know it does you, it's the people, it's the heart, that's the living part of liberty. The document was there to set the stage when we talk Declaration of Independence to say, no more do we accede to your rule. We recognize our relationship to our Creator, and it is not you, King George. It is not the government as the United States exists today. It is a far higher place than we're really making a spiritual declaration.
Yes, absolutely.
And Roseanne, staking it out in a modern way, I've loved, you know, what you have written about, even on the social networks, when you kind of paint a picture in a very practical way about these concepts that some people call anachronistic and old and outdated, but you're living this, or at least attempting to help others spark their desire to live this freedom.
Well, you know, I think I look around and I see everybody's asking for help from outside themselves, and we're only as strong as we act in our own lives. Our experiences create our, you know, our reality. So, I mean, here I am, you know, in awe of both of you for what you do in your lives, your examples for each of us. But I'm a naturopath. You know, I'm a mother. Who am I? I represent the rest of us. But all of us, no matter what we call ourselves, whether we're parents or professionals or activists, and I have been all of those, if we really want to call ourselves free, we have to start living it. And freedom is not a given, as you said, in the society. It never was. And we have to acknowledge that we live on a free will planet, so we have to start. Acting like it.
A free will planet. Let's rename the planet. Free will. That's cool. Now, Michael, going back to the dawn of the Republican form of government, which I believe all the constitutions on the state and federal level are supposed to guarantee us, the idea of a Declaration of Independence. I said yesterday with Jonathan Emord that if you got a group together and read it aloud, you might be considered a domestic terrorist today.
Oh, absolutely, because it challenges the idea that a government or a person like a king can control your life. And it sets up the idea that the government is supposed to work for us. And when I ask people, you know, that's the answer that I get. They're supposed to work for us, but almost everybody understands that they don't. One of the things that really irritates me is when people talk about constitutional rights, and I hate that.
Yes.
Because it gives the impression that the Constitution gives us rights, and without the Constitution, we would not have those rights, which is ridiculous. I mean, we had freedom of, a right to life before the Declaration of Independence was signed, and, you know, even if somebody were to burn the Declaration, we still have a right to life. The paper merely documents the, obvious fact. But what I want people to understand is that it's not the Constitution's job to protect them. It is their job to protect the Constitution and the ideas therein. And quoting from the Declaration, it says, "But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security." So we are ultimately responsible for the government around us. And I know that your listeners are probably highly active, but we need to get 310 million Americans involved in protecting life, liberty, and property around this great country.
Yeah, and we need to provide, encourage the collection, if you will, of 45s for a specific purpose in California. We'll get to in a little while after SB 277 passed, but stand by for that. Now, on the Declaration of Independence, Michael, it wasn't that Thomas Jefferson wrote it once and that was it. There were revisions. There were arguments about what was in the contents of it. And I just saw an article earlier today, and we referenced it, that even talks about Jefferson's reference to the practice of King George in England going into Africa and taking slaves. This is interesting, part of the history I didn't know.
Yes, Thomas Jefferson, thought that slavery was an abomination. And what people don't realize is that when he wrote the draft of the Declaration, it was nearly 1,000 words longer than the Declaration that we, are familiar with here. Jefferson wrote the draft. They brought the document back to committee. And, like any committee that you've ever been involved in, people were voting, "I don't like this." And so they deleted passages, they changed quotes, and whittled it down to, the wonderful document that we have. But Jefferson was horrified. He thought that his original draft was nearly perfect, and he resented all of the modifications that were made until he finally died.
Well, this is, the living thing is the people, that concept of we the people, which some would say, wait, isn't that collective? Isn't it I, the individual? And yet it is a recognition that, we're on, as Roseanne said, the free will planet. It's the freedom to work together that is much different than the mandate by threat of government gun or loss of liberty, to kind of do things that we would say would be in our own best interest. But instead, we have now today a nanny state looking out and saying this is in your best interest, instead of allowing us, each of us, to decide how best to do that.
Yeah, I think that children have the really great idea. They have a sense of independence. You're not the boss of me. You know, they don't want anybody telling them what to do. And I think that as we grow older, we lose that. You know, we have to get our reports finished by Friday. We have to go to beg our manager for a vacation weekend or something like that. And we just get into the habit of asking those of us who we think are superior in authority for permission.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to stop asking for permission.
My favorite line, stop asking for permission where none is required, and it's almost never required. Roseanne Lindsay, what was your wake-up in terms of, like, you know, Michael talked about childhood where you're not the boss. I mean, we have this concept of trying to reach out and yearn for that independence, although as kids we're somewhat dependent, we know that. And then we become adults, we become more as kids, dependent kids to government. What was your wake-up to say, hey, you know, this ain't right. I've got to go back to some other origin point.
Well, I think each of us maybe comes to that point at different times in our lives. For me, it was when I had developed this disease that caused me to journey into myself, to look for answers within myself. Until then, I guess I had been drinking the Kool-Aid and as Michael was talking about, really listening to other people's opinions all the time, looking for the expert opinion. And what I came to find is that there is, whether it's in health or in politics or in education, there is no public opinion. There are individual opinions, and they want us to believe that there's this golden standard in medicine or this mindset that we all have to follow, that we're indoctrinated into as we, you know, start school, start into the educational indoctrination system. And we end up in this herd mentality, in this mob mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And until we come to see that, it doesn't work for each of us as individuals because we're all unique. And when we are set up with a challenge that and the experts aren't there to protect us, they're suddenly not responsible for us. We're left in the lurch. We're like, what do we do next? And so for me, it was really understanding that I have the power within myself to find my own answer. And as soon as I did that, I started my journey to reverse my disease naturally, and it's just what I did, and that's what I want to help other people learn how to do for themselves. So I appreciate what you two do to help people wake up, because what we're seeing in this country now is that our rights are being rolled over, and nobody is doing, everybody is like caught, like Michael was
right
when he first met you off the stage, like a deer in the headlights.
Yes,
like, although he knew how to recapture himself right away. It's like, we have to do that. We have to stand up, come together.
Mm-hmm. And we have to take a break. This is the time to do that. It's Independence Day Spectacular. Michael Bednarik, Roseanne Lindsay, all the links are up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Celebrating freedom. For those of you who love it like we do, right now, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, links are up as they are each and every year on this special broadcast. It was chapter 3, was it not? Rights versus privileges and good to be king?
Chapter 2.
Okay, it's been a while.
Early in the book.
Yeah, this
early
is. It's absolutely amazing. That chapter alone is so vitally important for everybody to read, and I believe it's still free for download. That's the link. But if you still have the ability to say, can people still buy the book, Good to Be King?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But they can only buy it from me at my website.
Okay, so constitutionalscholar.org?
Constitutionpreservation.org.
You know what? I'm so out of touch from my move, Michael. I must apologize to you. These are things that are embedded into my DNA because we've done it for so long. But recognizing that life is what it is, and you've been through some incredible health challenges in the past few years, and you know that's interesting because I think Roseanne, were you not present at the time Michael had that event in Wisconsin all those years ago?
Yes, it's hard to forget. It's hard to forget Michael. We were there for Max Kane, who was being targeted by the FDA, which was a little bit out of their jurisdiction to be targeting somebody in a state who was supplying. He was a source of raw milk and nutrient-dense foods for people in the area. And he was standing up for himself in the courtroom, and that was in Viroqua, Wisconsin, and Michael was there on the steps that day to talk to everybody about our rights.
And then, Michael, do you remember what happened?
Well, no. Unfortunately, I had a heart attack. They took me to the hospital in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and they, for various reasons, they kept me in a suspended state with propofol, and the doctors refer to that drug as milk of amnesia, because I didn't remember very much before the or after. I had to go out and watch my speech on YouTube to figure out what I had said. But what was really, I got a lot of cards and letters, you know, supporting, you know, wishing me well. So when I came back to Mom and Dad's, I'm opening these envelopes, and I open this envelope, and here's a photo of me with my arm around this gorgeous woman, and I didn't even know her. And I went, man, I got to contact this person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had, Lindsay and I had met, and unfortunately, like I said, I had my heart attack, and they wiped that part of my memory clear, but she and I have been friends ever since.
Yeah, it's you know, spectacular in terms of the path, Roseanne, that you've taken into naturopathic healing. You know, is my message and mission as well to do that. And oftentimes, Michael, as you know, we've been friends for years. Our mission is to help you as well to maintain your physical presence here on the planet, because it's very needed. And you know, we talk about the Constitution of the Republic. What about the Constitution of the body, that body that you live in? And so many of our friends that are patriots, if you will, often neglect or don't know, because just like all of us, we've been exposed and indoctrinated to certain things in our lifetime through the 20th century into now, and to ignore the basic level importance of feeding the Constitution, the essence of the body itself. And so it is an interesting dilemma. Someone so connected as you are, Michael, to these founding documents and principles and bringing them back to life for people, yet sometimes our own bodies are neglected in the process, and you had that darn near, we're taking you home, Michael, and you said, no, I'm still here, I'm sticking it out.
Yeah, one of the things the doctors are unable to measure is a person's level of stubbornness. I just apparently refused to go. They were real surprised that I was able to walk out of the hospital under my own power. But I've had both of my grandparents pass away due to heart conditions. Mom had quadruple bypass surgery. So I've got a long family history of heart disease that I'm fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I was leaving the hospital in La Crosse, Wisconsin, the doctor was upset because I don't smoke. I don't take drugs. You know, I don't have to give up alcohol. There was nothing for me to give up. And his final recommendation was that I seek out new parents.
Well, I think the thing that happened for our friendship, of course, and I see that. And of course, I was raised as a standard American kid on a standard American diet. Was to facilitate some of your recovery in whatever little way I can, and Rosanna's done that as well, and to help others around the country and even around the world, because to enjoy liberty, you've got to be healthy enough to do so. We're going to take a break. We'll talk more about the foundations for our constitutional freedoms and the Declaration of Independence. Michael Badnarik and Roseanne Lindsay are here. Check it out. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I remember, folks, it's not just one day of the year that we celebrate liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but it's all the time. But a special mention and paying attention and learning from our good friends Michael Bednarik and Roseanne Lindsay. How do we live liberty in a country that seems to have abandoned the principles that are ideals? Maybe has some inkling or a notion of it, but not practiced it in a long time, Michael. And you've been, trying, doing your level best and doing extraordinary work of rekindling that fire.
Well, people have to understand that there are principles involved. You know, the laws of physics are immutable. I mean, water is going to always boil at the same temperature. I don't care who's, heating up the pot. And there are philosophical principles, which are also immutable. I mean, if we truly want life, liberty, and, you know, private property, there's a way to achieve that so that everybody is happy. And as individuals, we have to promote those ideas. We have to have a higher level of integrity. There are so many people that, I mean, they just flat out lie. Oh, yeah, I'm coming to your party. No problem. Oh, I look forward to seeing you. And then they never show up. They never have any intention of doing that. I used to advertise my class on Facebook, and I'd have, you know, 30 or 40 people claiming that they were going to come to my class. Never once did any of the people from Facebook ever show up. You know?
Well, they're lost.
Yeah, they lost out on that deal.
It is, but it identifies a common trait across our country that people want to appear. They want to say, okay, yes, I'm going to Michael's class because people are going to see it on Facebook. But then they never really follow through. And it's that lack of integrity. Now, it doesn't bother me. Either you come or you don't. I mean, I don't care. I'm going to be there and teach a class whether you sit your butt in a chair or not. But it's that lack of integrity, you know, that so many people have, and we just kind of take it for granted. Well, when you add all of that up, it's no surprise that the people that we have in government are corrupt and totally disloyal to the concept. So if we want to improve the way things happen in our country, we need to start looking inward first. We need to start improving us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say what you mean and mean what you say. You know, if you tell somebody that you're going to be there, then be there. Go out of your way to make sure that you have a very high level of integrity.
It reminds me of Richard Mayberry's book, Whatever Happened to Justice, where he tried to boil down all of the philosophies, religions, into things that maybe were in common, and he found two things. Do all you have agreed to do, and do not encroach on other persons or their property. And the first thing is what you're talking about. You come into agreement, you do it, as opposed to looking for the appearance of it, you know, doing what looks like you're into liberty. But in reality, you're enslaved to a system that only feeds off of you. You know, that concept of self-ownership really has been lost in this culture. Case in point, what's happened in California recently, where they said even your religious objection or philosophical objection to the act of injecting toxic poisons that you couldn't put in a baby bottle, lest of all you'd be charged with attempted murder. And yet that's become the industry standard or norm in California, of all places, Roseanne.
Yeah, and you know, what is the real reason for these mandates? What, you know, I keep digging and trying to figure it out. It's like the real political agenda is that anything that threatens the commercial interests in this country is going to be suppressed, squashed, mm-hmm. eliminated. You're going to be targeted. You're going to be killed potentially. And these are just casualties along the way that are what I think are collateral damage. Because, I mean, and I think what has to happen here is that we have to be calm as individuals, uncomfortable enough to actually do something to change the game that's being played on us.
But don't you have to be uncomfortable enough to get comfortable enough to do that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have to be faced with forced with a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what's happening in California. We're watching it play out there. It's going to be coming to a state near you soon. And I think these events, you can look at them in a positive way, because if you look at them in a negative way, you're in fear and you're going to be frozen solid. You're not going to be able to act. And we have to see these events as catalysts to wake us up. But at the same time, we can't just wake up and watch it. We have to get out of bed. We have to move. We have to act and take a stand and come together in large numbers, because we are the power. Each of us as individuals have this power. There's strength in numbers.
Yeah, and Michael, going back to why I kind of threw that number 45 out for folks, we talked about the concept of mandatory vaccinations all the way back in 2004. And your response to my question about if the docs and the government say you have to get these shots is legendary at this point. And I want to do this disclaimer: we're not instigating violence here, but we're talking about the right of self-defense, the right to life, if you will, in this case. And Michael, you know, here it is playing out in California. What is it that you said when I asked you about this?
Well, I casually said, "You bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45. We'll see who makes a bigger hole." And I've been asked about that quote. It's like, Mike, aren't you just like really being violent? I said, no, I'm preventing violence. You know, here you are coming at me with this lethal injection, and I'm going to stop that. And he said, well, it's not a lethal injection. I said, well, says you, what am I supposed to do? Allow you to stick this needle in my arm, and then, after I'm laying on the ground writhing in pain, that's when I have an opportunity to stop it? No, I own my body. Yeah, it doesn't look as good as it did when it was in college, but it's mine. And I decide what liquids I drink, what foods I eat, and whether or not I'm going to let, you know, somebody stick a needle in me. And the answer is no. And I'm willing to defend my rights with as much force as necessary. If nobody approaches me with a needle, my gun stays in the holster.
If we go back to King George III and the whole reason for the Declaration of Independence, I don't recall that was one of the policies of the government back then to forcibly utilize medical interventions like this on a claiming to be a preventive basis. Although the so-called anti-vaccination movement really originated way back with Jenner when they say, oh, it's just originated with Jenny McCarthy or now Jim Carrey in speaking out and saying, hey, there's some mercury in those shots. I don't think I want that in my body. I think it's medical fascism if you force this in for the behest or at the benefit of these artificial creations of the state with no allegiance to any nation or state. Those are corporations.
Well, back in the day, you know, people who lived in England were subjects. They were, as far as anybody could tell, owned by the king. If you couldn't pick both feet up off the ground at the same time, which gravity makes really difficult, then you were a part of, you know, the king's property, and you were subject. You were obligated to do whatever the king told you to do. So they didn't have vaccinations at the time that they could argue about. But if the king owns you basically as a slave or a subject, it really doesn't matter. You know, you're going to be getting those vaccinations as soon as somebody invents them.
Michael, let me ask you this on a nuance of this. The California legislator and Governor Brown signed this SB 277, which says if you want to send your kids to daycare or what they call public schools, like call them a government indoctrination centers, but let's set that aside for just a moment. If you want to send, then you have to submit. You have to give these kids a shot. So you can still say, well, I'm not going to send my kids to school, and then you're going to homeschool. But where is that status in constitutionally, Declaration of Independence concepts, of a public school education? Is it a constitutional authority? What's your perspective on that?
No, it's not a constitutional authority, not at all. I started teaching my class years ago when people would come up to me and say, oh, Social Security is in the Constitution. I go, really? Show me. Oh, the Department of Education is in the Constitution. Really, what clause would that be? Mm-hmm. And so people have this vast misconception of what is or is not in the Constitution. And I was just tired of correcting people, and so I started teaching this class. But the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare started in 1953 and then subsequently broke up into separate divisions. But the government, federal government, has been controlling our schools for almost 60 years now. At the time it started, Americans were number one in math and science. We are now somewhere between 20 and 30th in math and science. So even if the Department of Education was ethical, which it's not, we need to stop doing whatever it is. We're going the wrong direction.
Yes.
American students are dumber than they used to be.
Talk about outcome-based education or evidence-based education. It's sucking the eggs, let's say it, like it is. And, Roseanne, your concept on this as well. You know, in so many ways, we could say, well, they're not going to force my children to get vaccinated because I'm not going to send them to those schools. But yet that's another, maybe a concept one step too far, because people have come to the expectation that they can just drop their kids off at these places, and then they have to work, both moms and dads, because to pay for the cost of government through taxation means that everybody has to work.
Well, at some point, I think we, as parents, I mean, we have to decide when do we own our children? Are our children our children, or are they the state's children? Did we really win the War of Independence against England when it comes to these types of draconian laws and statutes? Mm-hmm. The government is overtly taking rights away from parents and people through these new laws that they claim are legal, but I think they're works of fiction. And everything, the deeper you go into these laws, the more you realize that these are all legal fictions. And what is the true purpose of the legal system? Is it to keep us in the dark because we don't understand the language? I mean, there's a whole different language to the legal system, legalese, and with their own dictionaries and their own word definitions, they are really, it's still really the master-slave relationship of the war that we thought we won. But, you know, I don't know what to think.
How far have we descended back into that status, citizen subject to the jurisdiction of the king, Michael?
Almost all the way. Almost all the way. There isn't a single thing about your life that the federal government does not claim the authority to come in and interfere with. I mean, we even have federal laws to decide how much water your toilet uses when you flush it. I mean, what kind of nitty-gritty detail do they need to get into? We talk about, you know, legal. But legal just means the law as it exists. There's a difference between legal and lawful.
Okay, hold that thought, Michael. We got to take a break. We're going to be back to wrap up our Independence Day Spectacular. Michael Bednarik, Roseanne Lindsay. Links are up in the show notes. Stick around. This is a great celebration.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I could do every hour of all the 6 days a week we broadcast with you guys on this subject, and I appreciate so much you joining me on this Independence Day Spectacular. Michael and Roseanne, you were talking about the difference between legal and lawful. I wanted to bring up the concept of contracts of adhesion, asking permission, licenses, and all of that, as well as how does it play out on an international scale, Michael?
Well, Adolf Hitler never did anything illegal. He just had the German Congress pass laws that would presumably authorize the terrible things that he did. So, you know, I'm willing to admit that none of your listeners is eager to go back to, you know, the German laws and say, oh, we got to follow the law because somebody wrote it on paper.
Right.
I want people to start to analyze this stuff in your head. Don't take it for granted. You know, just because somebody comes up and says, you know, get down on all fours and bark like a dog, that doesn't mean that you have to do it. And fortunately, nobody's ever challenged me with that task, but they find themselves in the pound real quick.
Yeah, exactly. So a very important distinction that, you know, governments can make anything legal that they want by fiat or by democracy or something doesn't make it lawful or correct or right, spiritually or otherwise. When we talk about contracts of adhesion, Michael, I mean, these are real things that you tie into by becoming a party to a contract that you may not know all of the words and definitions, as Roseanne had mentioned.
Yeah, they always say buyer beware, but people don't understand how important that is. You know, you sign a piece of paper, you got to read the fine print. And most of us certainly haven't. Everybody who has a Social Security number has failed to read the fine print that says that you give up your inherent rights for sometimes government benefits, maybe.
Privileges.
And, you know, anybody, that's what Chapter 2 of my book is all about, rights versus privileges. You know, a right is something you can do without asking. A privilege is someone of a higher authority, if you believe in that kind of stuff, who allows you to do something. Well, nobody allows me to do anything.
Mm. Well, how, you know, How is the gravity, the law of gravity playing out economically right now, internationally, the Federal Reserve not being really constitutional in reality, and of course the impact on the IMF, World Bank, and Greece? Is this coming to a home near you?
It is. It is said that everybody provides a service, even if it's only to be a bad example. And Greece at this moment is providing a really bad example for all the other countries in the world. They have defaulted on their loans. They are, I don't remember how many billions of euros in debt. They're supposed to make a payment, a $1.5 billion euro payment. That when you get your credit card statement, the minimum amount, you know, that you can pay that month.
Yeah.
And Greece has been living basically off of everybody else, all of the other European countries, and they haven't paid back any of their loans really for decades. And, you know, guess what? The other countries are, you know, getting sick and tired of that. They're no longer going to be funding Greece. Greece is currently bankrupt. They're going to have a vote on Sunday, and they're going to pull out of the European Union eventually, I believe. And I think the European Union will then collapse as other countries go, well, look, Greece can leave, we can leave.
Yeah.
And when the European economy disappears, I think that the ramifications in the United States are going to be very severe.
We come full circle to a declaration of independence again, and independence from international bankers is going to be one of those inevitable realities, perhaps in our lifetime, the way it's going here. And, Roseanne, as you're out there teaching, we got about a minute left. Is this something that we can teach as healers, healing the body politic and the economics?
I think it's a perfect lead into that, because we have to show up. That was something you both said earlier, and we have to declare who we are. Make a declaration. Write it down. Speak it. Use your voice. That was something that in my own healing I was reluctant to do. I had to break through that fear of speaking, and now I'm able to speak, and I'm able to pass that message on. I really feel like I need to, because otherwise we're all going to be stuck in disease in this country.
Well, you both are a gift to freedom, liberty, healing liberty. Roseanne is a naturopath. Michael, you know, still lighting those fires of liberty across this land and around the world through this show whenever you're available. You know I love you and appreciate you so much. Both of you, thank you for being here for this special day.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
All right, y'all. The power to heal on all levels is still yours. Happy Independence Day. Please read that Declaration of Independence.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.